Playing with you as I go along. That means I don't know where we might go with the scene. I could do terrible things to you.
I could humiliate you and degrade you. Or I could be super affectionate and sweet and make you feel comforted. And I know intimacy can be a hard limit for some people. So just be aware that I'm weaned. Talking about things going inside of you and all sorts of holes. So if you stay, well, it's kind of on you at this point. You're clearly a dirty, dirty, dirty little pervert who just wants to be played with. You've come to the right place tonight. Deep in my dungeon, the lights dimmed and flickering colors of blue, iridescent, light things up every now and then. And it's a quiet spot, and you should quiet your mind. You should relax, because this is what you came for. To sink, to breathe. Why didn't you do that for me right now, okay? Breathe. And slowly and deeply, and then holding for as long as it's comfortable. Before breathing out in a steady, controlled manner. And I'm not going to give you a number. You need to find it yourself. Take in a nice, long, deep breath for me now. And this is your first chance to behave, to do what you're told, to submit to me. Breathe in and count in your mind how long it takes to do it comfortably. Long, deep breath like this. And hold it until you're ready, and then breathe out. Got it? Your body, but the rhythmic counting so focus on one thing, and that one thing is my voice. That one thing is the sounds I make. That one thing is how it makes you feel when my voice flashes over you.
Some space.
via, well, paddling. So I want you to close your eyes if they aren't closed already. And if it's comfortable and possible, you could get on your hands and knees. If it's not, it's okay to stay where you are. Comfy. But then imagine yourself on your hands and your knees. Naked. Well, mostly naked. Your underwear is still on. Panties and boxers, whatever you chose this night. And I kiss you. I caress you while you're positioned there in my complete mercy. My fingers, they touch over you. And tip one, just like in massage, never break contact. So my hand runs over you, runs over your ass, and wraps about. I want you to visualize it, to feel those phantom touches. You. My fingertips are just lightly but not quite brushing it. And then I get my toy. Tonight we're gonna use the thumper. It makes a lot of noise, which is nice. The impact covers quite a broad area, but it's more bark than bite. Of course, I can make it bite if I swing hard enough, but if you're focusing properly on your breathing, if you're letting the rest of you drift along to my voice, I like to start slowly and softly. Little pits and pats and dragging the leather. Fuck, I love leather. Dragging it across your ass cheeks. Pit. And I start going a little harder. It's still not gonna be really hurting you. You feel the impact. You don't feel any pain. You feel the excitement and the thrill. Well, honestly, because it really doesn't hurt at all. You start wondering, when's she gonna hit me? When's she really gonna hit me? And I like using this little trick. It's such a nice way to start getting into somebody's head without even saying a word. Because you find that you start to become impatient for it. Maybe your pride kicks in. I can take it harder than this. You start wanting it more. Wanting me to hit you. You really start to need it. And that makes it so that when you get out, when the pit or pat or turns into a nice whack, well, then you really get that spike. And that dopamine from getting the thing that you wanted mixes with the pain. And that starts to condition you
into being a little bit more of a masochist tonight than perhaps you thought you were. Because you get that first taste of it feeling good, and it's back to pitter-patter. Because, well, let's just face it, at this point I'm very excited and I wanna hurt you a little. Then pitter-patter turns into... several good heart smacks. I do it until you're whimpering for me. Until I can tell it hurts, until you wriggle a little bit, until you're practically crying out and you're wondering what the fuck you got yourself into. And then we go back to the pitter-patter. Just the impact in a rhythmic way, and your mind starts to escape from the pain it just had. It sinks into the familiar, the safe, and that pitter-patter, that soft impact. It doesn't hurt. It is honestly a tension to your body. It's a connection. And you feel it, and it feels good. And you can kind of just find your mind sinking into it. And rhythm is so very important here to just keep up something steady. And I don't need to say a single word. You just start thinking for me. Sinking deep, and I don't need to talk at all. My fingers now start trailing across your skin. Tiny little sensations of the adrenaline from the pain once again transforms into endorphins. And those endorphins are added to by my fingers running across your skin, bringing the nerves to light in these pleasurable tickles that dance and make you tingle and feel so good. All of your body, just the places I'm stroking you, feel a shivering goodness, a yummy pleasure. You relax into it. For now the pain is over, and no matter what level of masochist you may be, it does feel good to just sink into nice. My finger stroking you. Running it down along you. And you sink into it a little bit more. Feeling so good as my fingers just run over you and your eyes are glazed in blast. Feel so good. I go over the patterns I learned as a massage therapist. How to make sure I touch every single inch of your skin. Strike every little nerve ending. And I use just my fingertips. Sometimes lifting them up so it's just the tips of my nails tickling along your skin. And the smaller the point of contact, the more it tingles. The more it feels good as it spreads. And I'm flattening my hand now. I'm running it from the top of your neck to the back of your spine, down, down until I reach your ass. You're sunk now into a beautiful reverie, and that's why it's all the more
exciting and surprising. I start smacking you again. This time not quite so hard. It's in a place between that first self-touch and the hardness that has come several times now. It's a nice firm smack that stings just a little. But after those awful hard ones earlier, well, this actually isn't so bad. It hurts a little, but it's nothing compared to what was, and so your body's able to accept it more. Not getting so much the pain response is just straight endorphins translating over seamlessly until you don't even notice the pain. Your mind isn't reading it as pain at all. Your mind is basically reading it as drugs entering the system, dopamine and serotonin, and just massive waves of endorphins are just slamming into you again and again and again and again, and it's its own sort of trance, and you take more, you want more. You feel so very good at this moment, and yet it's supposed to be hurting, and sometimes it does, and you concentrate on it for a moment, and it really hits you, and oh, it doesn't matter, because you can take it. You can take it right now, and it feels so good, and you just float. Float into your lovely, lovely subspace. Into such a wonderful world. And of course, I want to keep you here for a bit. So, in between smackings, honestly, when my arm grows tired, I can take it and run it between your ass cheeks. Moving down, feeling down. And take my thumper and I tap the insides of your thighs, letting you know that you need to spread them. Spread them like a good little slate for me. And the more I tap, the lighter you spread. My hand runs over. Over the fabric that's still covering it. I grip it by the back, and I pull it down so that it's right at your knees, constricting you and yet reminding you of what a dirty little slut you are. A depraved, dirty little slut that just wants to sing. Away from anything as silly as embarrassment. And just wants to drown and escape any sort of judgment in this world, goes down deep in trance. It's just you and me, and it's safe for you to be this vulnerable, to feel this exposed, that I can just reach my hand between your legs again. And I can touch you. Tease you. Play with you. Use you. Treat you in this way. You're just my plaything, and now you're a plaything with a very red ass, and so sensitive to my touch as I run my fingers along it. As I start to stroke you a little bit more, and this time, while I'm beating you, I want you to stroke yourself.
Want you to touch yourself to my rhythm.
And want you to
play with yourself nice and slow.
Feeling so good as your hand moves, and your fingers still,
and you rub,
and you stroke, and you feel so good. Pleasure and pain mixing together until all that exists is the chemicals swimming through your brain. Slashing over to run down through your whole body, feeling so good as you stroke, as you touch. A sexual pleasure spreads through you more and more until they mix together, and every time you hear that smack, every time you feel that impact, it feels so good, and you feel a jolt, a very sharp arousal, sexual pleasure hitting you. And it snaps into you again and again. And I want you to start stroking faster for me, sweetheart. I want you to start bringing yourself closer and closer to the edge. Closer and closer and closer. And that's a good little slut. Look how wanton you are for me. And these thoughts of embarrassment or shame, they only get wrapped up into more arousal. Feeling so very good now. Yes. Feeling that pleasure start to overwhelm you as you stroke faster and faster. Getting to the edge and jumping over. Feeling so good as pleasure hits you, smacks you again and again and again and again and faster now. Touch yourself. Bring it out. I want you to come for me. Come for me. I want you to come for me. Come for me. It's a hard feeling. Feel that pleasure overwhelming you, running over you again and again and again. And I want you to come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Please, please, please come for me. Come for me. Yes. Feeling so good. So good. Relaxing back as the endorphins, they dance through you, they leave you weak. And relaxing, feeling released, feeling so good. I want you to feel so good for me, baby. Now remember, if you ever go to do impact play with someone, use the shivvy method. Send them into subspace. Though in real play, you should always make sure to check in with your bottom. And if you're a sub, you should always make sure to check in with your top. And so very important, and makes it so much easier to find your limits, to know right where you are, to play with you, to see what excites you. And I'm getting it all worked up again, and here I need to be finishing you off. If I haven't already. So in a moment, I'm going to want you to wake up for me. Feeling so good. And nice and relaxed. On the count of five, with every number, your mind rising from its hazy state. Feeling so good. One. Two.
5. Wake up.
No, isn't that fun, baby?